Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So did you figure out your raccoon situation, Amber? Did you see the mothball thing?
Okay, I didn't know about
this. Like two or three people said
this,
mothballs.
And I didn't read the thing, but that's what my dad ended up doing. I like got home and he was like, oh, I put a couple things of mothballs in there and only one escape route. And then he set up the cage like right there so that it
so
would
have
to.
So he must have read on the internet.
Oh, wow. He must have,
mothballs,
yeah.
Mothballs must just drive them nuts.
Yeah, I guess they do, which is great because now I won't have anything living under my shed because rabbits don't want to go under there either.
Oh, perfect.
Or raccoons. So I'm going to once couple days, I don't know if I'm going to end up catching them or if they're just smart enough and decided to pack up and leave. But if I don't, if the cage goes unoccupied for a little while, for a week or so, I think I'll just fill up the entry points
with
dirt.
Well, they were able to dig that. You might have to get a little more serious.
Right. But I mean, that way I at least know.
Yeah.
If they're coming back
or, you know what I mean, at least make it a little more difficult. And then I'll be like, oh, well, there's a hole again.
Yeah. Concrete's not hard.
That's
but it's not difficult. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
Just get a bucket and some water and.
Quickcrete.
Yep.
Okay.
Are mothballs, are they kind of like that college game with the cups and stuff?
Ping pong balls?
Are they look the same? Or?
No.
I don't know what mothballs look like.
They're
the smell of them.
It's bad. Horrible.
It's really bad.
It's gross.
My grandparents always had mothballs.
I feel like they're wood. They're like almost wood.
Oh.
They're like little wood.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Like the size of, a little bigger than, like that, like bigger than a marble.
Okay.
What's
like
in the cage to entice it?
Carrots and peanut butter.
Okay.
I've heard peanut butter, yeah.
But it seems like that would just disappear. I guess, no, it would stay there. Because I was trying to catch a rabbit with, like, clippings, like lettuce and carrots and stuff. I got a squirrel instead. It was not good.
Oops.
Yep. Yeah. And it was really, really, really hard to let him out. Because he was just wigging out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you've got to let me open this cage.
Next time, just put a sheet over it and then, like, just do the lid.
Smart.
For some reason, that
I didn't
helps.
Even think of that.
Yeah.
No, because I'm like, every time I try to reach for it, he's like going crazy. And I'm like, I'm trying to let you out.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Like,
Amber's ready to start her own business, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah. I show up like, ready to get those raccoons out of here.
Extermine Amber.
No.
Oh, my God. You'd be great at it.
No.
You got to wear like the little Incredibles mask. That is cool.
So mothballs, that worked out great then. I thought there was going to be a big...
A few people texted that yesterday. It was like,
nice.
As if we're all just like so stupid that we should have known that.
Duh.
Like, come on, idiots. And I'm like, how would I ever have known that?
Why would I, yeah.
You know what I found out the other day, speaking of exterminators? Because my parents have like 20 of them. Do you know the bug zappers? Don't zap mosquitoes.
They don't.
That's the only reason my parents have it.
Yeah.
That's the only bug that doesn't go to it. Why hasn't somebody invented a bug zapper? The mosquitoes.
That'd be
mosquitoes don't go to light. They go to your smell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something about
pheromones. And,
yeah, what's in you that?
Aren't there some kind of candles that keep the?
I don't.
Mosquitoes
it's citronella
away?
Candles.
Citronella.
Supposedly make them go away.
They don't really
they
work
don't.
Great.
Okay.
There is a little coil thing that we buy. Have you ever bought that?
You light it?
You light it.
Yeah.
I've seen those. Like, it's a little metal thing, and it's super weird. They don't sell them at grocery stores. It seems like we get them at, like, an Ace Hardware or somewhere weird. But it's like, it's a little thing, and just to smoke, we don't get bit as much, but you got to light like four of them to kind of keep them away. I think citronella is a huge lie, but there was something from Avon. I didn't mean to get down in the, it was some, what's Avon's
perfume?
Thing? Yes. It's like Skin So Soft or something. Like people were putting that in a spray bottle and spraying their skin. And then the mosquito, I think you just need to trick the mosquitoes. If you smell like a human, then they want to bite you. But if you smell like a giant flower, they don't.
It's the female mosquitoes, too, that bite you.
How do you...
The males don't. The females...
Okay.
I wasn't being misogynist.
No, it's not misogynist. It's just another one of those things where you just like, I watched a doc on Netflix. You resisted Netflix for 20 years, and now you know more than anybody in the room.
Yes, I do.
Well, wait, then how do the male ones survive? Isn't blood their... food?
Ooh, yeah, she stumped Steve. We should do a game like that. People call and ask you a question and see if you know the answer.
What do I win?
Our respect. Huh. Yeah. So if you have a bug zapper, just throw it out. It's only killing, and they say it's killing bugs that are good.
No.
That eat other things. That
right.
Yeah.
You want to keep... Like, I get really mad when my wife overkills spiders outside.
Yeah.
Because spiders are really good.
I know.
Like, you want them. They actually eat mosquitoes and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Trap them.
Yeah. So just.
They're your best friend.
I don't know about that.
When they're huge and they come into my area, it's like, you gotta, like, and you leave the body. So the next one who comes, like, okay, I get it. Don't. It's like having the head on the post. You have to.
I do it with rabbits. Isn't that a deterrent for rabbits?
Do you really leave a dead rabbit?
It got all ripped up by a hawk or something. I'm like, no, don't touch it. The other rabbits were like, okay, I'm not going.
This guy's a bad
guy. Don't go to his house.
Hardcore, man. Hardcore.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.